BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Phoebe and I'm 20 and I'm from Chichester. You might not know this. I was the centre of attention on London Bridge while wearing only a fur coat. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills. This week with Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, slight problem. I'm not at Radio 1. I'm in a taxi in Holden, which is near Radio 1, so I'll be there soon. I've just left a home with Katy Perry. I spell egg all over a carpet. It's a nightmare. I'll explain all soon. I will be there. It's a good excuse, but sorry I'm really late.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm still in the taxi. Hopefully I'll be with you by about 3:30. Only joking, I made it. Yeah!
BBC Radio 1.
Sorry. Hi, guys. It's Nick Grimshaw here on BBC Radio 1. 22 minutes late. But it's not my fault. Blame Katy Perry. I probably blame the person at Radio 1 who scheduled an interview with Katy Perry at about 5 to 1. We were literally in and out. So quite a hectic morning. This morning woke up, had to go to the cinema to see Katy Perry's new film in 3D. I watched the first 15 minutes of it without my 3D glasses on, and I was like, why is this, like, you wouldn't think if they're having a press screening for people who are going to interview her that they'd have a dodgy copy. Like, it's all fuzzy. My friend was like, try these on. I thought everyone was just wearing Oakleys off the 90s. We're on a ski holiday. Well, I put my 3D glasses on, watched the Katy Perry film, and I hate films, but I loved this. Actual good film. I think it's because it's edited quite quick, so my attention span was good. MTV generation. I laughed, I actually cried, and then I had to miss the ending because we had to rush off to go and meet Katy Perry herself, go and do an interview with her in her hotel room. So it was a big panic. We got there just in time. And like I said yesterday on the show, when you go and interview someone in a hotel room, it's kind of weird. Because there's loads of other people from other radio stations and papers and telly shows all waiting around in a room next to her dressing room ready to interview her. So that was going on and everyone's quite calm. Everyone's like, chips, ham sandwich, egg and cress baguette. Well, can we just do the bloody interview? We're on the radio in 20 minutes. They're like, oh, well, I'll just see if she's ready. She's ready! If her mouth works, she's ready! Okay, she's just having her hair done. Wait for the radio! Everyone's so calm and relaxed in there. Chip, no! Just Katy Perry, no snacks. Egg and cress, no! Just Katy Perry, please. So eventually we got Katy Perry. We had a good old chat with her. I love her. I've only chatted to her once before and it was very brief. As was today. And all I could think when she was giving those answers was like, shut up, Perry. Wrap it up. I'm going to be fired. And then we jumped in a cab. And London is not cool in the middle of the day. Like, just traffic everywhere. Literally, and then when we got in the car, we turned a right onto, like, literally Piccadilly Circus. And you know when people say, bloody hell, it's like Piccadilly Circus round here. Yeah, because it is. Actual Piccadilly Circus. So we come out of the hotel, do a right, and there's a man in, like, orange overalls with a giant stop sign in the middle of the road. I'm like, no! So we ran him over. No, so we had to wait. And then we just got here just now. Chris, off of Radio 1, producing shows and stuff. You don't really know your way around London, do you? No, left here. It's actually the second right, Chris. Left here, please. So we got a little bit lost. But we got here on time. We got the interview. That's what matters. That's going to be on the show tomorrow, if I'm still here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that's going to go out on the show tomorrow between 1 and 4. Is that a good interview, do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it? I thought it was good. We just chatted. She swore a few times, didn't she? I didn't know Katy Perry could swear, but she can. Hello to Bex, who's been on, who says, why don't you do a Joe Wiley and get a bike like you did with Minaj? We thought about that. about getting a power bike like Joe Wiley used to in the 90s, but there's not the funds anymore. Joe Wiley spends them all on straw rats. Hello to Ree in South Wales as well, who's listening. He says, I know you were stressed, but you didn't have to subject us to Gautier. Sorry. It's just whenever I am stressed out, running back from interviewing Katy Perry and getting egg sandwich all over her floor. Sorry about that. That's going to smell all day. It's going to smell so bad. Me and Chris went to the hotel and they put a nice spread on, didn't they? They put like all sandwiches on and like giant bowls of chips. Like I didn't know who they thought were coming. Like serious fatty food going on, like a bathtub of chips. Thanks, Katie. So glamorous in here. So Chris helped himself to an egg and cress sandwich, but it had too much filling, didn't they? Because it was quite a fancy hotel. It wasn't, they'd put a lot of it. It was like double filling and egg all over the table, the floor, and then tried to clean it up and made it worse. That's going to smell so bad with the heat from those lights. People are going to be there all day. Glad we got in and out. Sorry, Katy Perry. Sorry, all the journalists in the world.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Connor Maynard.
What's going on?
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Huddled around a dirty dustbin.
Classic Connor Maynard.
Yeah,
always round a dirty dustbin. We are going to play Innuendo Bingo. If you want to watch it, you can come see us online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can see Connor looking normal. You can see me. You can see Rihanna. In this looks quite modern. Would you like to stand up and show them the attire you're wearing?
It's my new plastic skirt.
Oh, it looks quite House
I like
of Holland.
The sound of it.
Quite, yeah.
Can I do that? Oh no, don't worry.
No. Yeah. No.
Have you not brought a plastic skirt, Connor?
No, I haven't.
No.
Any plastic, anything actually. So thanks for that, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
I know who's going to get wet and who isn't.
Connor, do you have things to do after this? Like, do you have to go and do other bits of promo? Have you got a busy day?
I will be attending the Katy Perry premiere.
Oh, tonight?
So, yes, I'll be doing that. So hopefully, I won't be attending it with Rihanna spit all over.
Have you got a change of clothes?
No, I'm going to be going home first.
Okay, you're okay. You can escape. Are you going to go and see it, Rihanna? You like a film?
I do like a film. Mm-hmm. I have seen this film already, and I will be reviewing it on Greg's show tomorrow.
Did you like it? Okay. I saw it this morning.
Oh, did you?
I really liked it.
Yeah, well, you know, you would. You don't like films.
Rihanna!
What?
She's going to be a guest on the show tomorrow. She'll probably pull out now.
She'll be amazing. She'll be great.
Well, I really liked it, Connor. I cried.
You cried?
Yeah.
I'll try not to do that.
Yeah, I cried when there's a bit about...
The necklace scene.
No, I didn't cry at that bit. I cried. I didn't cry. Not that kind of necklace.
I feel like, you know when you go to school like on the Monday and everyone's watching an amazing film on the weekend and like they're all talking about it and you haven't watched it. I literally feel like,
that's how the nation feels.
Oh no, I remember that. I'm sorry.
You're going to the premiere, so that kind of means
one nil to Connor. Hey,
Go Connor. Are you going to meet Katy Perry then tonight?
I met her a few weeks ago in Toronto, in Canada. Yeah,
how's really that?
After the MMVAs, which was really fun. So yeah, she was really cool.
She's really cool, isn't she? I really like her. I think she did. I'd interviewed her once before, and I think she did that fake thing.
Pretending to remember me,
yeah.
Really?
I think because someone was like, you know Nick, don't you? And she was like, yeah. No.
To be fair, Grimmy, you're quite difficult to forget.
Do you think? Yeah. I didn't know that I'd met her before.
Oh. In which case,
true story. Actual true story. Someone's like, have you met her before? I was like, I don't know.
And she's like, maybe. Yes.
She's like, yes, I have.
Good old Nikki.
Good old Nikki. Right, should we get on with this?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to play along, you can at home. Or if you want to watch it, you can. bbc.co.uk/radio1. We are streaming it all live. So not only will it sound gross, it will look gross as well.
It's going to look rough.
Let's do it.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Is this going to end?
I don't think so.
No, there we go. There we go. Not dramatic or anything.
That's my next single, guys.
Yeah, it's great. That's it. That's Connor's new single from his album. I like the direction you've taken there, Connor.
Yeah, it's cinematic.
So Connor versus Rihanna. Put some water in your mouths.
I'd like to drink something.
Don't drink it. That would be rubbish. There we go. The water is in their mouths. Can I confirm that, Rihanna, that you've got a mouthful of water? Yeah, Connor? Yeah, there we go. Here's the first one. Try not to get each other wet.
The time is 9:09. It's one of the basic rules of top-level men's tennis. Your balls need to stay in your shorts. It was a shock to all when Andy Murray broke this rule in his fantastic match on Saturday night. It's one of the basic rules of top-level men's tennis. Your balls need to stay in your shorts.
Connor, you need to spit.
Connor's doing well. He's winning or losing, depending on who got spread. Did you get him wet?
Only a tiny bit.
Only a little bit. That was spotted by Andy and Alistair in Warwickshire off of the tennis.
It's one of the basic rules of top-level men's tennis. Your balls need to stay in your shorts.
Because you'd be disqualified and go to prison if they're not.
Oh, there's a dribble!
There's a dribble from Connor.
There's a dribble.
Maynard's holding it in. Come watch. bbc.co.uk/radio1. All happening online.
I definitely saw a spurt there.
Oh, Rihanna, stop it. He's trying not to laugh. Okay, this was spotted by Emma in Belper, which is funny already. Belper. This is from Coronation Street.
I don't believe you.
What, you think I've been putting it about?
I don't know, sweetheart. Have you?
The only thing I spooned last night was Liam's Tickle Me Elmo.
Right in my face.
Oh. Oh, no.
Rihanna, are you aiming for Connor?
You put your head in the bin.
That is fair. It was my fault, but she did spit it right in my face. So wow. Thanks for that, Rihanna.
Sorry. You just got in my face.
Love you.
How's your plastic skirt doing?
It's all right. I'm so glad that's getting wet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it looks so cool online. Yeah. People are loving it. Kids up and down the country now will be popping their legs through a Tesco carrier bag. You've got handles, which is quite good, isn't it? Yeah, if you're dragging behind, we can pull you up.
Yeah, love handles.
Connor just tugged my love handles.
The innuendo's meant to be from the clips, not from you two.
I'm sorry, right.
Get some water in your mouths. Connor and Rihanna. Yeah, big gulp, Connor, not a little bit.
What?
Get Rihanna.
It, like, evaporated in my mouth.
He's really dry. He's the driest of all the pop stars. Here's the next one. This is from Newsnight. So it's serious, guys.
Mm. As campaigners warn of the government going soft on porn.
Rihanna! That's an eruption. Connor's holding it in. Connor is officially wet.
As campaigners warn of the government going soft on porn.
Oh, Connor's lost it. He's totally wet now, Rihanna.
I'm literally aiming for you next time, literally straight towards your face.
Go for face. Just do it in Rihanna's face.
Even if the next one isn't funny, I'm gonna do it before it even starts.
Just spit in Rihanna's face. Yeah. Just do it now.
I'm not even gonna put water in my mouth, I'm just gonna spit straight in your face.
Right, Jonathan's been on. He's got one. He spotted this on BBC Sheffield.
Well, I'm gonna need water.
Get some water going on. Someone just said, why are you calling Connor Maynard? Colin Maynard. I'm not. I know his name. Thank you, Dean. Have I been calling you Colin? No. Colin Maynard. That's who's actually here. Connor was busy. Okay. Jonathan spotted this from BBC Sheffield.
Well, lovely. Thanks very much indeed for coming in this morning and telling us about that, Scott. That's all interesting stuff. I'm going to come to Bakewell just to look at your chopper.
He's going to go to Bakewell in Rihanna's face. Just to look at your chopper.
Well, lovely. Thanks very much indeed for coming in this morning and telling us about that, Scott. That's all interesting stuff. I'm going to come to Bakewell just to look at your chopper.
Rihanna got some in the face. That one wasn't good for those guys. Next up, Sam in Cambridge and Caroline in Aberdeen.
There's something growing in this bin.
That bin's disgusting. Yeah, can we have a new innuendo bingo bin? It's so gross.
There's something in there.
It's rusty and it smells. Yeah. Sue Barker on the tennis did this. Are you ready?
I tell you what, if they do pull them off, I think I'm going to run to my car because I'm not going to want to see what's going to happen on centre court because it's not going to be pretty. I tell you what, if they do pull them off, I think I'm going to run to my car because I'm not going to want to see what's going to happen on centre court because it's not going to be pretty.
You not like that one? You not like that one?
Awful.
Oh, Sam and Caroline, they didn't like that one at all.
Sorry.
I quite liked it. I just like the thought of her pulling them off and running to her car. In a panic. My work here is done.
Run before he finds us. I got a nice drink of water out of that one.
Yeah, just quite a refreshing game. When I've played it, you need the toilet all afternoon. Okay, this one was spotted by Craig in Scotland from Holmes Under the Hammer, one of my favourite TV shows. Becky's also a fan of this. Shout out to Becky. I just did a Holmes Under the Hammer shout out. See if you can see where this one is going.
60,000 pounds. 65, is it? At £60,000. 65. At 65, then, for the first time. 65 and a half. 66. 66 and a half. 67. 67 and a half. 68. Do you want to go 69?
Thank you, Craig in Scotland.
That was a good one.
Want to go 69?
Yeah. Do you want to go 69?
I'm all right. I like the 68 position.
Oh, thank you, Rihanna. Enough about your personal life. How wet are you guys over there?
Well,
Connor's...
My knee's got it.
Yeah, your knee's got it.
Your knee's in the way. You need one of my little plastic skirts.
No one wants to wear the plastic skirt.
They do.
It looks like when you have to do fashion design in your A-levels.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I'm going to use recycled materials. And everyone's like, wow, it's awful.
Yeah. I'm going to be good for the environment. Okay, yeah. You've got no friends.
Never talk to me again, but nice skirt. Next up, this was spotted by Cray. Oh, no, we've done that one. This was Muse talking to Zane Lowe from The Zane Lowe Show. This is Muse and Zane. Can they make us lol?
So I wrote this song in mind with the idea of playing with a penis.
What, you said penis?
So I wrote this song in mind with the idea of playing with a penis.
Is that what you do, Connor?
All the time. It's a hobby of mine, actually.
He actually writes with it.
I think he said pianist, didn't he?
No, he definitely said penis.
But I think he was meant to say
so
pianist.
I wrote this song in mind with the idea of playing with a penis.
No, they've done it's an album which is all about the penis.
Really?
It's new from Muse. It's experimental, but, you know, people are going to take it.
What's it called?
They're going to take it?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God, this is fun.
We have one more.
Okay.
I want you to aim for Rihanna's face now, because I feel like Connor's really wet. Rihanna's got a plastic skirt on. You came prepared. You could have brought Connor a plastic skirt.
I could have done, but I only had one big plastic
one. I needed it.
Okay. So, final one from the tennis, from Paul and Heather in Leicester.
What about the balls falling out of your pocket? That was an extraordinary incident.
It's a balls gag again. We've gone for balls gag. I mean, there's going to be a lot of these over the next couple of weeks.
What about the balls falling out of your pocket? That was an extraordinary incident.
Incredible work. Connor looks amazing on the webcam right now. In his ears, Rihanna.
Oh, my goodness me.
It was coming out of Connor's nose.
I know. I just witnessed it on this camera here. Looking really nice. Water dribbling out of Connor's nose online.
I'm very competitive, all right?
You are.
I'm not opening my mouth for anything.
Hey! And Rihanna, thank you for playing Innuendo Bingo.
That's okay.
Are you okay?
I should warn you, I do have a cold, so yeah. Have fun with that.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I'm glad we got an ill employee to spit water in a pop star's face.
Spread.
Great news. Connor Maynard, world tour cancelled. Connor, are you going to stick around for a little bit?
I will be here. I'm going to do that.
We can have an actual chat without water and plastic bags and balls.
Let's do it. Let's go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, Connor Maynard, currently drying off in the live lounge. We're going to have actual conversation with him. Do you think he's record label are mad? Because someone came out and was like,
are you wet? Are you soaked through? Are you soaked through, Connor?
And so I hope they're not mad. Hopefully he won't be whisked out. Let's get an air dryer on his thighs and we'll have him back in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Connor Maynard's here.
Whatever.
Hi.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Not Colin Maynard.
Not Colin, no.
Not Colin.
That's my dad.
No, he's gone. Actual Connor Maynard here.
Yep.
Thank you for sticking around.
All good. I just had to quickly, you know, just dry off the water / germs from my knee. And try not and get, you know, diseased. But
hopefully you'll have a diseased knee after you.
Yeah. Just a massive green knee.
Loads of Connor fans outraged that Rihanna got her germy spit on you.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, you see, maniacs, they fit the name as well, so you got to watch out.
They're the actual crazy people. I'm a maniac because I came to see you.
Yes, I know. I know you came with Lily.
Yeah, and we bought maniac t-shirts.
Did you really?
Yes.
Amazing.
We actually bought them. I left mine in someone's car.
Oh, thanks.
So but it's gone forever. But I think was cut for a woman anyway.
Yeah, no. I've kind of realized actually. I started giving them out to to fans and stuff, and I realised, wait, there's not a single one here for guys. Yeah. And I didn't know that, and I was like, oh, this is awkward.
It's because there's quite a good quality sheen to it,
yeah.
And a low V.
Yeah, no. It's quite... I had to kind of say, like, maybe you can give it to your mum without seeming weird.
Yeah, it looked a bit like sort of like Aston JLS, and so maybe it's a blessing that I've completely lost it. So how's it all going, Connor? Because this must be crazy for you at the moment.
It is very mad.
You're
mega
pop star now.
It's mad, you know, I think it's still early, so it's still really exciting and fun, but you know, some things do get a bit crazy. I've actually got to move quite soon because fans find out where I live.
That's
so
exciting.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, say, I mean, you say that.
It's exciting for an onlooker to think.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Not exciting for you. You're like, this is just really annoying.
Yeah, fearing for my life every night, sitting in the corner with a hammer.
Come on in, fans. I'm armed.
No, so I've got to actually move quite soon. So, you know, that's going to be funny. But
how often are fans outside your house?
Every now and then, you know, I think I think they kind of got to the gist where they would literally scream and knock on my door for as long as they could, and there was no response. I think they kind of thought. There was one girl that went, "All right, Connor, fair enough, but I will be back tomorrow." And I was like, "Okay, see you then."
See you then, see Margaret. Yeah. I doubt she's called Margaret. Yeah. So, what do you do if there's someone knocking on your door? How do you know
you have to kind of look out the window and really sneakily, like, try and just kind of think, I'm on the radio, they can't see what I just did. Anyway, I just did a really funny movement, so everyone laughed. Anyway, so, but yeah, no, I think for me, it's just, yeah, you've got to be quite careful, I think. You've got to kind of check who's outside first, and if it does look like a 12-year-old, then maybe just, unless they're trying to sell, like, brownies or something.
They could be like, yeah, go, guys. Yeah. If I was wanting to come to your house as a maniac, I'd dress in the guise of a courier. So maybe if you are a fan of Connor and your dad drives a motorbike, pop his helmet on, go around with a clipboard, and then he'd be like, "Oh, I've got a delivery for you. It's in my mouth. Sign here with your tongue." Yeah. That's the way to get in. If you are
definitely
listening.
That's the way in.
You are going to be, where are you going to move to? Like Pop Star Towers? Isn't there a weird building where all the pop stars live?
I don't,
like Cheryl, Talisa,
maybe
One Direction. It's like a prison.
Oh yeah, I think there is. You know, but then again, I think isn't that when it's whilst it's X Factors or something?
Oh, okay.
That's when they all stay in the same place,
and then they get kicked out,
and they all leave and become nobody. I think that's probably when. Yeah, that's when that happens.
Yeah. What's been your weirdest or funniest fan interaction then? Has anything? Have you had any weird like gifts?
Weird gift. I always get given pandas, but I'll let you find out why. I'll let you do your own research into why I get given pandas.
Okay, is that something gross for the radio?
It's a bit weird. I don't really know what I'm imagining.
I'm going to write down Connor Maynard panda.
Yeah. You'll find some interesting Google images, so it'll be great.
Okay. I might type that in right now, and then you can get my live reaction of that
on the
internet right now. So you get given pandas, not real pandas.
No.
I think they'd probably murder you.
Yeah.
Quite an aggressive.
Yeah, my face got clawed off. It's quite weird, isn't it?
Okay, here we go. Connor Maynard, panda. Okay.
Have you got anything yet? Or has it been taken down for being too illegal? Nothing yet?
Oh, yeah.
You'll find it in the deep corner of the dark space of the internet.
I found it. Initially, I just found one of you holding a panda.
But yeah, the next one.
And then the next one, you're really holding it.
Holding it gently through the nighttime.
Yes, but not with his hands. What's been then your best pop star moment? Because I watched that Katy Perry film. I was talking to you about it when we were in the live lounge. And when I left, I was like, I want to be a pop star now because this looks like the best job ever. And you just get to travel around.
It's pretty mad. I think probably the biggest pop star moment, I recently flew to Leeds in a helicopter and back within 2 hours between London and Leeds in a little private helicopter.
That's really good.
Although what I was doing, I was doing it for... I was performing at the ASDA headquarters. So, you know, that's
just
like...
Just a nod.
That was like the single most exciting moment of my nan's life.
I was on a helicopter to ASDA. Yeah.
To get a banana. Couldn't find the one I wanted in London, so...
Just a nod to being a little bit gangster. Is this going to ASDA? You're like, no, it's going to like the Playboy mansion.
Yeah.
Just off the A46.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you get nervous then when you have to go and do things
I
like
think
that?
When it gets over, like... When it gets over maybe like 20,000, it just becomes a sea of people. Like, it's a bit too much to stand there and do a head count. I think when it's just that many people, it's just an insane feeling.
Yeah. Does someone teach you, this might sound like a stupid question, to like be a pop star? Because what do? You go to a record label, they're like, yeah, you can sing, we'll give you a record deal. And then you just left to your own devices? Like, how do you know what to do on stage?
Yeah, I think that's true, actually. I think you kind of just... I think when you first have your fan encounters, yeah, you're not really trained for that whatsoever.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to take the screaming and try not to cry. That's pretty much it.
I really like the leg move dance you were doing on Sunday.
I'm trying
to do it, but you can't actually see
it. Yeah, I know.
And
radio. That wasn't it. So luckily, they did. Yeah.
Just doing it with my album. So, Connor, I want to ask you about your album because I've heard rumours that you've been working with Frank Ocean.
Yes.
Pharrell.
Yes.
That's pretty big in the game.
Yes.
Who else is on? Because you said yes, like there was another.
Neo,
that's the other.
And Rita.
Wow.
Rita Ora.
So that's a strong first album, isn't it?
And my friend Anth.
Oh, Anth.
Yes, Anth, who's from YouTube. You can look him up.
I love Anth. He's my favourite out of all of them. I think Pharrell sucks compared to Anth. So how is it going to go to Pharrell's studio? Isn't that not really daunting?
It's pretty mad, but do you know, he's extremely creative. Like, everything he does is kind of really out there and odd, but almost a genius kind of thing. Like, he kind of, he draws all over his clothes, but he also is really down to earth because the whole time, all he was doing was playing Mario Kart on the Wii.
Wow.
And he's like a pro as well. Yeah. I tried to beat him and I didn't.
He's into it.
He's literally into it.
He's basically made every good pop song.
If you look
at his back catalogue, he's incredible what he's made.
He's just there, smiling.
So, yeah, he's just there like, I did it. Yeah. I'm so rich. I did them all.
I think I can't believe is that he's 40.
Is he 40?
That's the mad part. And he doesn't look it at all.
He honestly looks about 17.
Yeah, literally.
He does.
Like, younger than me.
He looks so young.
Yeah.
He looks real good. And how was Frank Ocean to work with?
I didn't actually get to meet him.
Oh, right.
No, it was one of those things where, someone writes to someone, they send it off, and then it gets recorded, and you never speak, and you just kind of part ways, and you never mention it ever again.
It's very modern.
It's that kind of weird thing where, something happens, you just never mention it, never tell anyone. It was really cool. We kind of heard this song. It was written by Frank Ocean, and it was presented to us. I couldn't say no. Yeah. It's a really cool song. It's called
Pictures. I'm ready to hear it. When's the album out?
The album is out July 30th.
Oh, soon then?
So it's very soon. It's a week after Vegas Girl. Vegas Girl's the week before 23rd.
Okay.
Then Contrast is out on the 30th.
So, amazing. Yeah. How does it feel now to be on the eve of the album coming out?
It's quite nerve-wracking, but at the same time, I've been working on it for the past 2 years, and I'm really, really excited for people to get to hear it, and I hope people will enjoy it. So,
I'm excited to hear it, I really am. Hi from Canada, says Janelle. You've rose to fame quite quickly, but what's the biggest shock you've had whilst getting to that fame?
Biggest shock I've had.
It's not grammatically correct.
Probably. can I just point out that I don't know? I think it was probably how loud people can scream.
Yeah.
I think I'd never really had that before. I never made any girls scream before that. So that'd be a bit weird if I was like, actually, I did have a pass related, but I think of a girl screaming in my face. That was kind of one of the biggest shock, I think, when a girl can properly.
Because you don't know
scream.
What to do.
No.
I've not experienced it, but I've witnessed it at the Teen Awards or something, or at Tea from the Beach or something. You see that hysteria, and I'd just be like, yeah. What, do you know what to say?
No, I think it's one of those things where if someone screams in your face, you naturally run. You would naturally run away.
But you're on stage singing.
Yeah. So it's difficult to fight that natural urge. So just run off screaming and crying. But it's kind of weird. I think it's more weird though when it's a more intimate setting where it's not 40,000 people, you expect a big scream. But when it's you're performing for three people and they're screaming, it's calm down. Really, this is I'm right in your face and I can hear everything you're doing. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
But, Save it for the big crowd.
Yeah.
Which cartoon character does Connor fancy? That's from someone whose Twitter is at Harry's Bum. So Harry's Bum's been on. Do you fancy any cartoon characters?
It wasn't really a cartoon character, but it was kind of but Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy was the one for me.
Yeah, she's got it going on.
She's got it going on.
Yeah. Emily has been on. A big question, I imagine. A lot of people have sent this in today. Would Connor Maynard ever go out with a fan?
Would I ever go out with a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. If I met
they
someone
like
a fan,
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, if they looked like Miss Piggy and they sang my music, then I would be on that. I think if I met someone who enjoyed my music, then and they were cool, then I think anything could happen.
Then he'd be on it.
Yeah.
He'll take
on it like a car bonnet.
Connor, thank you for coming in,
man. Thank you so much for having me. It's been real fun.
It's nice to see you. You're going to go to Katy Perry premiere tonight.
Yeah, I'm just casually going to roll in.
Just roll
show my face.
Now you've met her before.
Yes.
When you see her at the premiere, you're going to be like, sup, Perry?
Sup.
Or you're just going to keep it
I think it's one of those things where you don't want to be like, yo, Katie. And she's like, mm-hmm.
Who's this?
Yeah, is this
security.
A fan? Yeah, what's your name? Do you want me to sign something? Yeah.
Security.
Sorry, I don't have a pen. Yeah. Oh,
we're pals. Do you think you'll say hi or not?
If I see her, I'll say what's up, but I'm not going to go out of my way to run into her and lick her face. Like, I think that's going to be a bit too much. I think I'll just.
That's what Chris did at the interview today. It was really embarrassing. No, you didn't. Yeah, it was really awkward. Yeah, it's awful. Connor, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you soon, yeah?
Yes,
in a bit. Thank you, Connor.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're going to speak to Greg James soon. He is on the radio from 4 until 7, of course. He always is. But not from a Radio 1 studio in London. He is up in Scotland because he is at Tea in the Park this weekend. He is sofa surfing around Scotland all this week. Last night was his first night. He slept in the home of Andrina, was it? Is it Andrina's house? Yeah, he stayed at. She alters wedding dresses for a living. That's her. And she didn't tell her flatmate that Greg James was coming. So her flatmate just got home and Greg James and Ian are in the lounge. Like, hiya. So that's cool. Imagine you got home at an hard day at work and you've got a BBC Radio 1 personality in the lounge, all delivering links and trying to be the centre of attention. So that was her rules at the house last night were no farting in bed. We'll find out if Greg broke any rules. I imagine he did. After Enter Shikari, we're going to give him a call. If you want Greg James to stay at your house, then you need to listen to Greg from 4. Maybe you're obsessed with Greg. Maybe you have pictures of him all over, like, your school books, or you have pictures of him all over your walls. Maybe you've made a little shrine of him. Maybe you've collected some of his hair when he's been at a hairdresser's. Maybe you write him letters that are made out of old cuttings out of newspapers and magazines, like in The Bodyguard. If that's you, why not have him over at your house? Just act normal when they ask you. I mean, yeah, I like him. I don't want to kill him or anything.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Greg James.
Warm smile.
Warm smile.
Make you welcome here.
We were just saying, I imagine that's what was going on in your head last night, when you that sort of panicky guitar noise. Like, why am I
It was a little bit, actually.
Yeah. So how's it going? First night on in the home of someone else that's not you or a friend's.
You know what? It was really cool. I really liked it.
It was like, really cool.
Well, yesterday, the thing is, yesterday everyone built it up as this. Well, Moyles particularly was saying that it was going to be horrendous and have like weirdos there and stuff. But actually, it was not like that at all when we got there, because I was really panicky because they blindfolded me yesterday.
Oh my God.
And I don't know why. There was no point. So we're in this. Researcher Ian was driving the fun bus, and I was just sat in the front with a blindfold on, like I was taken hostage.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then we turn up to this.
No reason to do this.
No reason.
No reason at all.
Literally, like, no reason.
Unless it was going to be like a surprise that, like, you knew the person or something.
Yeah, but I of course I didn't.
No.
So anyway, so we turn up at their house. And
blindfold.
Then,
get a blindfold.
And then producer Laura was leading me down the streets of Glasgow. So she was holding on to me so I wouldn't walk into anything, but didn't realise that I was much taller than her, so I was walking to every tree.
Just high signs.
Yeah, she's useless. So then eventually we blundered our way up the stairs and she was going, "Bannister! Bannister on the left! On the left! On the left! Bannister! Bannister! Bannister!" And so eventually we got up sort of three flights of stairs and met these people.
Uh-huh. And blindfold
they were great. The blindfold was still on until...
Till now.
Till now. I didn't see them once.
Just blinkered through the whole experience.
Yeah, it was weird as well. They didn't speak either. It was really weird. I think it was just Laura and Ian doing mime.
You were just in a hotel room with a blindfold on. You're actually still in London, Greg. You're in your lounge. So it was all right. What happened when you first went into their flat?
Well, I just...
Did they make you a cup of tea or anything?
Yeah, we sat down, and as you said, sort of, we all sat down, and I tried to become centre of attention and all that kind of thing, and we just sat and chatted, and it was really nice.
It's quite weird when you have to go, say, when you go and do, like, an interview with a pop star or something, or someone that you've never met before, that bit before you do an interview is always a bit awkward, because you've got to find something completely random for you to talk about with someone that you don't know.
Yeah.
Was there any of that? What was the first thing that you started to talk about with a complete stranger in their home?
Genuinely, it wasn't awkward once. We all just got on. I think I was, more than anything, I was relieved that they weren't weird.
Yeah.
So we were just chatting. I thought, oh, you're nice. This is cool.
I'm going to survive the night.
Yeah. There was one awkward moment when Laura made it awkward. She mentioned, there's a jacket that I wear.
Uh-huh.
And Laura calls it my sex jacket.
Okay.
And she brought that up. There's no particular reason.
Which jacket is that?
The brown one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what she means. Yeah.
So she went, oh, do you like Greg's sex jacket? I went, oh, why are you bringing that up?
That's a weird thing where they're like, yeah, panic button.
Yeah, but I like to explain the whole story. So that
go
was.
Go on, then explain it.
No, I'm not going to explain it. So Laura.
He just really likes the jacket, okay?
So Laura just threw that one in there, but she's got a reputation of being awkward with people anyway.
Yes.
To start off with.
So what did you do for the night? Did you watch the telly together or what?
Well, no, we just went out of the town.
Went out
into Glasgow. Went for a traditional Scottish curry.
Yeah,
and then went for some drinks, a couple of bars.
Oh, that's fun.
It was great.
And then when you got back, was it awkward when you got back out at home?
Not really. No. Apart from researcher Ian trying to blow up bed with a hairdryer.
Jesus, Ian.
Yeah.
How did that go down? Not well, I imagine.
Well, it didn't go up.
It didn't happen, did it? No. The house burnt down. Sorry, guys. But it was great for a radio feature.
That's the news I've got at 4.
Yeah.
We've just got out of the wreckage.
There's a large fire in Glasgow. And then how was this morning? Did they do a nice brekkie?
They did. Yeah,
what did you have?
We had scrambled eggs this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, scrambled eggs this morning, and then we didn't have a lot. We didn't have a great deal of sleep because we were up with Chris Moyles this morning.
Uh-huh.
And that was quite a surreal moment to be in the bed with all those blondes.
Yeah,
the Moyles show. It was good.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I also could hear their gravelly voice this morning.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, we could have done with some more sleep.
It was real nice.
It was just weird.
Yeah,
last night it was pretty weird when we got into bed. When Ian had failed to blow up his bed with a hairdryer, it was weird. it was weird getting into bed and just sat there and I just went to Ian and went, "What is going on? Why are we here?"
I've actually got an amazing clip of the video.
Okay.
We've taken this. This was like filmed in the night, right?
Oh, I've not seen this. Is this the night vision video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've heard this is a bit weird.
Yeah. Have a listen.
Hi. So it's, what time is it? It's 4 in the morning. And, I just woke Ian up just to say, this is a bit weird. What am I doing here? Why am I in this person's bed? This was a terrible idea we had when we were drunk, and it's happening. It's really happening.
It's actually happening, Greg. I love that clip. What are we doing?
It's a bit Blair Witch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely Blair Witch. That's what we thought, yeah. So was it sad when you had to leave this morning?
It really was, actually. We became quite close, all of us. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of extreme bonding, so to speak. And it's you have to be like really quick, sort of, you have to get to know them, otherwise it just becomes awkward.
Yeah. So what about tonight? You've no idea where you're going to sleep tonight.
Well, this is what I'm worried about.
Because that was so good. Surely tonight's going to be crazy.
It must be. Because we've got Joss the boss, who's out at the moment, having a little look around some places. And she knows that I had an easy ride last night, so to speak, again. And she knows that... Oh, God.
Was the jacket out?
Ah! I'm speaking in innuendo.
I've been doing it a lot this year, don't worry.
So, we had an easy time of it last night.
Yes.
And I think, because Moyles was saying the same thing, he went, look, he's landing on his feet, this guy. We need to up the ante a little bit. So I'm worried about tonight.
I want you to stay tonight at like an ex-mental institution, which is owned by, say, that blonde man from The Bodyguard. You know, the one who's like, no!
I like how you've had two references to The Bodyguard in the last 10 minutes on your show.
Because that's all I can think about when I think about you. Like that scary guy writing
letters. What, are you saying I'm Whitney?
Yeah, and they're going to get the scary guy tonight.
Oh, can't
with the
wait.
Letters, yeah.
Oh,
I'll be Gary Kemp. Was he in it? Oh my God, it's so not youth. Hashtags!
Hashtags.
Connor Maynard and things. Okay, Greg, we'll have a good show at 4.
Thank you very much.
We will be listening. And if you want Greg James to stay at your house, if you're a mega, mega fan, just act normal. When Jocelyn comes up to you, just hide the Greg James tattoo. Just pretend you're normal. And then tonight you can get him.
Get him. Don't say get him.
Greg, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you. It will be fine, I'm sure. But I'm concerned that it won't be three pretty girls.
No, I don't think it'll be nice tonight. It might just be a bit musty tonight. They'll put you in like a musty dump.
Well, I've got some more weird highlights from last night.
Okay.
After 4 o'clock today.
Okay, amazing. I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So earlier on, when I was in a car, not at Radio 1, but swinging our way back from a Katy Perry interview, Phoebe opened the show.
You might not know this. I was the centre of attention on London Bridge while wearing only a fur coat.
Why, Phoebe?
Well, basically, I had a photo shoot on London Bridge a couple of weeks ago.
Why did you have a photo shoot?
Well, because I'm a model.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a supermodel.
So there I was on London Bridge in my fur coat. And tourists kept coming up to me and asking if I was various blonde celebrities.
Who did you get?
Well, they asked if I was Georgia Jagger or if I was Sienna Miller. Which I don't look anything like either of them.
Oh, really?
Well, I have a gap in my front tooth.
Okay.
That's about it, really.
That's about it.
And the photographer was like, you've just got to... don't ignore them. But the thing was I was naked underneath my fur coat. And
yes.
It was really hot. And I was, like, trying to, like, keep my cool and, like, tell all these people, like, no, I'm not these people.
And you were also trying to stay cool by sort of airing out the fur.
Airing without showing anything.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is quite a story.
It's quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially being asked for my autograph and also the disappointment on their face when I told them that I wasn't Georgia Jagger.
Yeah, you're like, no, but Sienna Miller often found on a bridge in London naked in a fur.
Well, yeah, obviously she's there all the time. So.
All the time. she's there right now if you want to pop along. I think she's there till 6.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Go and see her. Well, Phoebe, thank you for opening our show today.
No problem.
Thank you for sharing that quite terrifying story. do you want to stay on and play Oh, What's Occurring?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to be playing again today against Chris Smith.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Have you ever been naked on a bridge and people have gone, oh my God, are you Sienna Miller or Georgia Jagger?
Well, frequently, yeah. They normally just come up and go, oh, you that guy off the news.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Put your clothes on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're going to play Oh, What's Occurring. Chris Smith is here.
Hello.
Sienna Miller's online. I mean, Phoebe's here.
Hey.
Hi, Phoebe. Hi. Are you ready to play this?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to do Oh, What's Occurring. For every single one that you get right, you get 50 Scott Mills points because Scott's not here. So whilst he's away, we thought we'd give away some points. Smooth Talking Dan's here. Hi.
Hi, Nick.
You okay?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks, Dan. Where have you been today?
I'm working on other shows.
Who's?
Ferns and Greg. He's not even here. And here. Three shows in one day.
Oh, my God, Dan. Yeah. That's like over, like, 3 hours of work. Okay, we're going to play Who's That Tweeting? You're going to read them out. We just have to guess. Who's That Tweeting? Smooth Talking Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, first one, please.
So bored of eggs. Get out of my breakfast, eggs. # eggs.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Who do you think's hating on eggs?
I have no idea. Who's hating on eggs?
No.
Let me take a wild guess.
Do you have a wild guess?
I'm going to say Louise Thomas, just because on her little bio thing, it says something about eggs.
Who's Louise Thomas?
Who is that?
She's from Made in Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry, I'm 1,000 years old. Chris Smith?
Is it Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall off of Farms?
Do you think? Oh, he'd love an egg.
Well, you know, he might be having a bad day.
He could be having a bad day.
Could have got out of his huge four-poster bed the wrong side.
Could have got his giant castle the wrong way.
They just kicked a chicken.
So you're saying Hugh. you're saying that woman off of Chelsea, Louise Summit.
Yeah, Louise
Summit.
Yeah.
You're both wrong. The answer is... Ready One's Nick Grimshaw.
No way!
Oh, no.
That's correct.
Why are you hating on eggs?
Well, because I've been trying to be really healthy, Chris. And I've been being serious in the gym. No carbs, high protein. And I had to have eggs every single day. And I had eggs every day.
Just the egg white?
Yep. Just an egg white scrambled for 3 weeks every day. And then one day I lost it. I never want to eat or see an egg ever again.
Right.
or smoked salmon. See you later. You're out my life. For breakfast.
It's quite heavy for breakfast,
isn't
it?
It's gross.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Not every day.
Well, every day. It's all right, maybe like on a Sunday or something with a bit of hollandaise. Not on a Tuesday at 6 a.m.
Hollandaise has got to be off the agenda for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah.
I just have that as a drink.
Like a protein shake.
I'm losing so much weight.
I've seen you in the changing rooms, actually, with your little bottle of hollandaise.
Yeah. After I've bench pressed, I ate down 2 pints of hollandaise sauce.
Eggy burps.
Yeah. Okay, next one, Smooth Talking Dan.
Whoa! This is strange for a Friday night. I'm not DJing.
Humble brag. Phoebe, who do you think that is?
Tuesday night.
No, but Friday night.
Friday night? Oh, Annie Mac.
You're saying Annie Mac?
Yeah.
Surely Annie Mac DJs every night of the year, doesn't she?
Surely.
Is it Radio 1's Scott Mills?
You're close. Dave Benson Phillips.
Oh! What sort of stuff does Dave Benson Phillips play?
Same as Scott Mills, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Actual true facts.
Yeah.
So both wrong. Do not follow Dave Benson Phillips.
I must do now.
I'm actually going to do that.
Sounds like he's a giggle.
Yep. DBP. Next one, Smooth Talking Dan.
My Auntie Maz is back with her sidekick, Auntie Shaz. I'm the happiest guy on the planet. Do you want that again?
Yes, please.
My Auntie Maz is back with her sidekick, Auntie Shaz. I'm the happiest guy on the planet.
Chris Smith, let's start with you.
Okay, someone with a big family. Some weird aunties.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Prince William?
You just got them weird aunties.
Some fairly weird aunties,
aren't
they? It's a wild guess, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. So you're going for William, did you
say?
Yeah,
it's worth a
pop. At Prince William.
Yeah.
At Prince underscore Wills.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's underscore because someone else had already spotted
already
on Prince William.
No,
yeah.
No.
It's a fake
Phoebe,
one.
Phoebe, who do you think it is?
Well, if you're going Prince William, I'm going to take a wild guess and go for the Queen.
Okay, at the Queen. Is
yeah,
the Queen
I think
on Twitter?
At the Queen
I follow her on Instagram.
Is it mostly pictures of palaces?
Yeah, it's just like really expensive spoons and things. Look at this giant clock.
Check out this candelabra.
Here's a servant.
Slightly blurred on the outside.
Who is it, Dan?
It's Dappy.
Oh.
Not too far off.
No, not too far away from the Queen.
Yeah.
I bet Dappy's Auntie Shaz is a right laugh.
Oh, yeah. Let's get her on.
That'll be Talisa's mum.
No. Oh, yeah.
Cousins, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be another cousin.
Maybe.
Smooth Talking Dan, let's have another tweet.
Fab Friday, tot-tot with my doggies, lovely lasagna, and Rizzoli and Isles.
What?
Rizzoli and Isles is a TV programme, we found out.
Oh, OK.
Oh, right.
Who do you think that is, Chris Smith?
Paris Hilton.
Hilton.
She loves her dogs.
She does love a dog. Phoebe, who do you think that is?
Sharon Osbourne.
Another dog lover.
Yeah.
Dan?
It's Hilary DeVay.
Oh. It's Hilary DeVay.
Hilary DeVay.
Should we have one more to see if anyone can win any points today?
This is hard take.
It's really hard.
Really hard.
Yeah, Dave Benson Phillips. Come follow us in. Let's have one more Smooth Talking Dan.
Hi, Eng. I'll be in LA in October, so I'll pop round if that's okay.
Who do we think that is?
Hi, Eng.
Eng. Is that Engelbert Humperdinck?
Or England?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeah.
It is Engelbert
okay.
Humperdinck.
Hey, Eng.
It's got to be Scotland, hasn't it?
Do you think Scott Mills?
Who's Jesse Mates now?
Phoebe?
Jesse J.
Jesse J and Engelbert Humperdinck. Is that happening? Smooth Talking Dan puts out of our misery.
Chris Smith, it was Scott Mills,
yes.
You're right.
Yeah! You got 50 Scott Mills points. Well done, Chris Smith.
Brilliant.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you for having
Why
me.
Why aren't you bothered that you won some Scott Mills points?
I'm really bothered. I need to save up a few more.
Brilliant.
For the spice rack, you know.
Well, thanks for playing. Thanks, Phoebe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. She's gone. She didn't win any points. But, Chris, you did. Well done.
Yeah, and she's a model who is naked in a fur coat. So I think
yes.
You know who's the winner at the end of the day.
She's the real winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.